Guided by the voice. I fold my legs into a pigeon, lift them like a marionettist into a happy baby. Not once does anyone ask if the guy in a wheelchair in amongst the lycra is an interloper. I unfurl my reconstructed spine into a forward fold, head between knees as though in brace, brace. After the accident, I almost slipped into a permanent corpse pose. Don't forget to breathe. My legs became still, but they didn't stop talking. My brain stopped listening. There is a voice still there, below the line of no return. It's just softer. The energy, different. They want to be heard. With head bowed, I offer a barely audible apology. I am sorry for all those years of resentment. A different voice. Familiar. It guides through eagle arms. Find what feels good, it says. A room reaches forward, feet on mats and one pair of wheels. Each one of us is lost in our own cloud of incense, but connected. Just do your best, the voice says. I take my hand behind my knee and lift.